Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Adam Conley faced the Brewers just about 10 days ago, but that's when Milwaukee's bats were struggling, and now the Brew Crew is a red-hot hitting squad. Conley came face-to-face with the 1-9 last night, and with Tuesday night's Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, when you play 162 games in the best of years and in the worst of years, you have nights like this one. This is one of those nights for the Marlins. They fall to the Brewers 10-2 in the middle game of this three-game series. It started innocently enough tonight. Adam Conley facing Zach Davies. Conley came into this game with a run of 13 consecutive scoreless innings, but that ended in a hurry in the top of the first. Jonathan Villar led the game off with a single. He stole second base, the first of four Milwaukee steals in this game. And with one out, Villar was at second for Ryan Braun.
Conley looking back at that runner, Villar, in scoring position. The pitch to Braun, and Braun lines a single to center field, charged by Ozuna. He's got it. The runner's coming home, so is the throw. It's up the line, and the Brewers lead 1-0 on Braun's RBI single to center field. He collects his 25th run batted in, and the Brewers jump out to an early 1-0 lead.
You know, the Marlins tried to get that run back in the bottom of the first. Martin Prado, one out single. Giancarlo Stanton, a walk. But Zach Davies got Justin Bourne a line drive to left to keep it 1-0 Milwaukee after one. But he wasn't as fortunate in the second inning. A leadoff double by Marcelo Ozuna, the start of a three-hit night for the Marlins center fielder. He was at second with nobody out for JT Realmuto.
Even Etch heating up again. Here's a ball driven now toward right center. Going back to center fielder Flores. Can't get to it. It takes a hop off the wall in deep right center. Here comes Ozuna home with the tying run on a double by JT Realmuto. Back-to-back second inning doubles for the numbers 6 and 7 hitters. And the Marlins have put this game back to square one.
JT with his 8th double, his 11th RBI, and best of all, no issues on the base path for Ozuna and Realmuto in the second inning tonight. In the third, the Marlins grab the lead. Back-to-back one-out walks, Yelich and Stanton. And with two outs, time for Ozuna to come through again. Davies comes set right at the belt. First delivery, and Ozuna rips one to left for a base hit. Yelich is going to be waved around third. Miami's got the lead. Stanton digging for third base. He's in with a slide, and Ozuna's in at second base. So two walks, and then a big two-out hit from Marcelo Ozuna. And the Marlins take the lead for the first time tonight, 2-1 in the third. The Ozuna go-ahead hit, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. But that lead did not last long for the Marlins. Things got away from Adam Conley in the fourth inning. It began with a hit batsman, Aaron Hill, hit by a pitch. He was forced on an Alex Presley ground ball back to the pitcher. So Presley was at first with one out. He went to second base on a single by Ramon Flores. The runners moved up to second and third on a sacrifice bunt from the pitcher, Zach Davies. So, two men in scoring position with two outs, and it was back to the top of the order for Jonathan Villar. 3-2, two-out pitch to Villar. Line drive to center, in for a hit. That'll tie it, maybe more. Ozuna firing toward the plate. It's going to be close, but the ball skips past Realmuto, sliding in safely Flores. And it's 3-2 Brewers on a big two-out hit from Jonathan Villar. It'll be a single, two RBIs. Villar down to second base on the throw to the plate. Well, he'd go down to third base on a stolen base, his second in the ball game, and that advance was big when Conley let one get away facing Hernan Perez. Milwaukee on top 3-2 now in inning number four. Conley the 0-2. Perez takes the dirt, gets away from JT. Villar coming home. Realmuto to Conley. It's a wild throw, and the steal of third pays off because a wild pitch brings Villar across, making it 4-2 Brewers. You know, it was a rough fourth inning. Perez followed with a single. He stole second. Conley then walked Ryan Braun. He struck out Jonathan Lucroy to end it, but eight men went to the plate. And for Adam Conley, it was a 29-pitch inning, his final inning of the night. Conley done after four innings, four runs on seven hits. He walked a couple, struck out four, hit a batter, threw a wild pitch, 84 pitches. 52 strikes. Jose Urania came on in the fifth inning. He struck out the first man, Chris Carter, but then a double by Aaron Hill, an infield hit for Alex Presley, and a ground ball to first on which Urania forgot to cover first. So men at the corners went out for the center fielder, Ramon Flores.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ball hit softly in the air to right. Stanton up with this. The runner is tagging, and the throw is on its way to the dugout, but it's knocked down by Realmuto. A sacrifice fly for Flores, to right field, driving in Hill, and it is now a 5-2 lead.
And the Brewers would ice it with three more in the sixth inning, a two-run double from Aaron Hill, who had three hits, was on base four times in this ballgame. Then a Justin Bour error at first base brought home the third run in that inning. So Jose Urania allowed four runs, three earned on three hits and three walks in his two innings of work. The seventh inning belonged to Nick Whitgren, just back from AAA New Orleans today, with Nephi Ogando going on the disabled list with a fractured rib on the right side. Whitgren worked around a walk in a single to pitch a scoreless seventh inning. He got the first two men in the eighth. Then Craig Breslow came on to face the left hitter Alex Presley. He got Presley to ground out. Another zero hung by the Marlins in the eighth inning. The Brewers, though, attack on two additional runs in the ninth on a wild pitch that brought one man in. Ryan Braun's RBI single scored another run, and it just was one of those sloppy nights for the Marlins. When it was all said and done, the Brewers had won the ballgame 10-2. For Milwaukee, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors, a dozen men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 8 hits, a pair of errors. They strand 8. Zach Davies, the winning pitcher, he went 5, allowed 2 runs on 5 hits and 3 walks, a strikeout, 82 pitches, 43 strikes. His first win of the year, he's 1-3. Adam Conley took the loss, 2-2. Just wasn't sharp tonight. We've seen Adam Conley so good this year, particularly the last couple of starts. But tonight, just one of those nights for Conley, one of those nights for the Marlins. It took 3 hours, 17 minutes to play this ball game in front of 17,225. The Brewers are 14-9 with the victory, now 6-10 on the road. Miami slips to 17-15 overall, 7-10 at home. Marlins are still 3-2 against the Brewers.
Another rubber match at Marlins Park tonight. It caps off the homestand, and it'll be your last chance to see the Marlins for about a week. You know the deal. Go to Marlins.com. Check out the Chevron Crazy 8 Wednesday ticket deal. Go to your local Chevron station, fill up with gas, bring your receipt to the Marlins Park ticket office, and enjoy the 7-10 ball game. Listen to Kyle Seeloff on the way there, 6:40, when Marlins on Deck presented by Geico starts. Then wake up tomorrow morning with Marlins Rewind, brought to you by the Marlins Radio Network.